Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We're going to go ahead and start our meeting in just a moment. Don't hang up. Stay on the line, please. We thank Allah for guiding us and for giving us this opportunity. We're going to go ahead and start the Jummah by calling the second adhan. So we hope that everyone will stay on the line and do not hang up. Thank you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Peace be unto you. That's how we say it in English, but in Arabic it's Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be unto you or upon you. Peace be upon you. Peace to you. Welcome to our Jummah. We're going to open the Jummah with a declaration. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. أحمده وأستعينه وأستهديه وأستغفره وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And in the translation, and I also should say أَمَّا بَعْدَ, anything I've left out. In the translation, we say I seek refuge with Allah against Satan, the rejected enemy. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise Allah. We seek his aid, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I bear witness openly that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah. He is the one and only, the creator of the heavens and earth. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. Or as we say, prayers to Allah be upon him and peace. I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, the servant of Allah, his last prophet who received revelation, his last messenger, the final messenger. So brothers and sisters, with that, we want to open our Jummah talk today. And we want to, again, welcome you to our Jummah. It's always a blessing, a great honor, and a pleasure to address you and to be involved in any way with what Allah has ordered, what Allah has commanded us to do. We thank Allah for his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness. And Allah says, no matter how much sin you have, he's got forgiveness bigger than that or greater than that. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, said that Allah, the Most High, has said, if you have forgiveness greater than the earth or as big as the earth, he has forgiveness. If you have sins, if you have sins as big as the earth or greater than the earth, then Allah Most High has forgiveness bigger than that, greater than that. And the Quran says, I forget exactly how to say it in Arabic, but it says that Allah is the best of planners. Wallahu khayru makirin. That's how you say it in the Arabic. That Allah is the best of planners. And no matter who is doing what, they cannot outdo Allah. They cannot outdo Allah. He is the one who has put everything in its proper order and given everything its existence and its guidance. And so we have to follow that guidance. And anyone who deviates from Allah's guidance, he says that he is quick in punishment. He is quick in reminding us that the way that we should be following is the way that he has ordered for us, and that we should get right back to it. So let us, brothers and sisters, study and receive. Let us obey. Let us learn what Allah wants for us to follow, and then we'll be safe. And the only way we can know what Allah wants us to follow consistently, his signs are everywhere in nature, but you don't want to go out on a journey of hit and miss and hoping that you've got the right idea about life. You want to have the proper idea and the correct idea about life. And to know that, the only way we can know that is to follow Allah's revelation in the Holy Quran. Allah has from time to time revealed to certain people, special, special people who were clean enough, who were sincere enough, who were willing to submit or surrender their wills to Allah. And Allah deposited in them his guidance. And so those are our leaders, called prophets or messengers of Allah. Those are our leaders who received Allah's word, his perfect word. And all we have to do is follow what they revealed and cooperate with those leaders, to work with those leaders, to cooperate with those leaders, to learn what they have brought for us for our guidance, and to follow that. And the ones who can follow it best, the ones who will follow it best, are the ones who will be nearest to the messengers. And the ones who, speaking of those leaders, and the ones who are nearest to the messengers will be those who are nearest to Allah. So all we have to do is follow the guidance that Allah has sent down to us through those messengers, and we will be fine. The final message and the best message, the most correct message, the most enduring message, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that Allah sent anything to anybody else that was flawed. All of Allah's guidance is perfect guidance. But what I'm saying is that the books that have endured, or I should say the book or the revelation that has endured, is in our hands in the Holy Quran. It is the only book or message that has endured or that has lasted, that has not been corrupted, damaged, tampered with. Allah sent to Jesus what we call the Testament, New Testament, but in Arabic we call it the Injil. Allah sent to Prophet David, peace be upon both of them, Allah sent the prophet David, or we call him Daoud. He sent the Sabur to him, the Psalms. And Allah sent to Moses the Torah, the Old Testament. But since the time that they were revealed to those men, they have the revelation has been attacked. It has been corrupted. Much of it has been lost. The books of Abraham has been lost, called Suhufi Ibrahim. Has been lost. Some people say they got some of it. But brothers and sisters, we got all of what Allah wants us to have in the Holy Quran. It is not lost. It is not damaged. It is not tampered with. It has not been corrupted. It has not been taken out of context. We have the Quran exactly like Allah wants that revelation or wanted and wants that revelation to be revealed and deposited in us. And for us to learn it. So we study the Holy Quran, and Allah says in the Quran, there's a verse in there that says, study it as it should be studied. We study the Quran, we learn the Quran, we practice the Quran, because it is a book that is not only to be learned, but it is a book to be followed. It is a book, number one, to be recited. That means practiced or rehearsed inside you and then outside you. It is to be rehearsed, said from your mouth. The Quran, you'll hear people chanting the Quran. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. You'll hear them chanting the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All those things I said are in the Quran. And there's many verses in the Quran. Some are very, very long, and some are short. But all of it is true. All of it is true. And Allah says of the Holy Quran, Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi, that this is the book, in it is guidance sure, without doubt to those who fear Allah or obey Allah. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. That this is the book, in it is guidance sure, without doubt, to those who fear or respect, highly respect, obey, and surrender to Allah, who believe in the unseen. Allah is not a statue or a picture. Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. How can he have a physical form? There's no physical form for Allah. Allah is all divine. He is all pure. He is unseen. And Allah says we have to worship him in the unseen. So it says, بالغيب, that we worship him unseen. And we surrender to Allah and we spend out of what he has provided for us. And if we spin out of what Allah has provided for us, we will be successful. Who believe in the unseen, are steadfast in prayer, and who spin out of what we, talking about Allah and his power, his powers, what we have provided for them. Allah uses power through angels and has angels performing any duty that he commands them to perform all the time. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, says that 70,000 angels every day go to the house of Allah and make salat. That's in the spiritual world, the unseen world, but it happens. And somebody said, well, if I can't see it, I can't believe in it. Poor you. Poor you. Your example then is no better than the animal's example, because the animal deals with what he can hear, see, taste, smell, touch, you know, and the animal, even he probably has some thinking going on. But the human being is supposed to be much, much, much higher than the animal. Allah says he has given you command over all these things on earth. He has given you access and made all the things of the earth subject to you. He's given you power over these things. He's given you rulership over these things. Allah says, that you are his inheriting caretaker over everything on earth. That's what that verse is talking about. That's a verse in the Holy Quran. The Quran verses is guidance to us. They are guidance to us. They are telling us exactly how we should be thinking about how we're living, how we live, what we should be doing in our lives. That's what the Quran is doing for us. You don't have to rack your brain or have a nervous breakdown trying to figure it all out, trying to figure out why you're living, what's your reason, what comes next, what you should be doing with yourself, what things I'm allowed and what things I'm forbidden. Allah says everything, everything of importance is in the Quran. Everything of importance that you really, really need is in the Quran. Unfortunately, we spend too much of our time trying to collect the things, the scraps, the tokens, the so-called riches of the physical and material world. And it diverts us, it distracts us from the more important things. It distracts us from the higher things. The higher things, brothers and sisters, are the unseen things. Your mind runs your whole body. Your mind runs your whole life, but I can't see your mind. I can only see what you're thinking if you want to show me what you're thinking. Your mind is invisible. The invisible is superior to the physical. I don't care if you weigh 5,000 pounds. Well, no human being could do that. But I don't care how physically rich you are or physically endowed you are, how muscular you are, how much weight you have, how fast you can run. All that doesn't matter. It's your mind that's running your whole life. Some people can't even move their physical body, but their mind runs millions of other people. Their mind tells millions and hundreds of millions of other people what to do and how to think, and the mind is passing on the best ideas. Look how the mind of Allah, sent through Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, we now have in our hands. We recite it. We read it. I just recited some verses from the Holy Quran. But where is the man whose mind this Quran was sent to? He passed on 1,400 years ago, over 1,400 years ago. But we're still reading his mind and enjoying the things that Allah said to him. We're still reading and enjoying the things that Allah said to him. And he lived those things in such a way that he had the greatest life that anyone ever had. He had the greatest mission that anyone ever had. And he's called the greatest messenger that ever lived, Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him. Over 2 billion people live today, and every time they mention his name, they say, peace be upon him. Or they say, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They say, prayers to Allah be upon Muhammad, and peace. Over 2 billion people live like that. Over 2 billion people on this earth today, in today's world, still, every time they speak about Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, they have to say that. Peace be upon him. Prayers and peace be upon him. Every time. If we have a snag, let's see. I'm trying to get everybody in here. If you cannot get in, then you have to call the other number. I think, inshallah, everybody knows it. But someone just tried to call in and couldn't get in. We apologize. But as I was saying, over 2 billion people call the prophet's name today. And they, over 2 billion people call his name. And that's just in today's society. That's just in today's society. What about 100 years ago? They were calling on Prophet Muhammad, and then, and even in that time, all that time, they were saying, prayers be upon him, prayers to Allah be upon him, and peace. There might have been a billion or a billion and a half people 100 years ago. Then what about the time before then? There might have been another billion of people who, every time they mention his name, they ask Allah's prayer, Allah's peace be upon him. And encourage everyone around them to call peace be upon him, upon Muhammad, because he was the best of all the messengers that ever lived. He was the best. He's called Khairul Mursaleen, the best of all of the messengers. His mission was the most successful mission of anyone that ever lived. That's true, brothers and sisters. The most successful mission of anyone that ever lived. Alhamdulillah. We hope that everyone is able to join in on the Jummah. If you happen to get cut off for any reason, if you happen to get disconnected, you can also call back on the overflow line, which is area code 562-607-0260. 607-0260. That's the 562 area number. It's area code 562-607-0260. That's our other line. So what I'm getting at is this, that since the time of the revelation of this book we have in our hands called the Quran, wasn't always in a book form, but it came into a book form real early. So it's been in some sort of book form for over 1,400 years. So it came in real early and put into book form. But it was revealed to the heart and mind of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers be upon him. But since its revelation, since it was given to him or sent to him, every time people call his name or say his name or mention his name, they say, peace be upon him. They say, prayers to Allah be upon him and peace. They say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what they say. And if they speak some other language, they don't know Arabic, then in all the languages of the Muslims all over the world, and you know there's over 100 Muslim countries, or 100, I put like this, over 100 communities of Muslims, and more than that on the earth, and every single one of them recognized Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, as the final messenger of Allah. Allah made it so. Brothers and sisters, let us be happy and thankful for such a message being in our hands. There's no corruption in it. Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. No doubt in it. This is the book. In it is guidance sure, without doubt, to those who have the taqwa, or God-fearingness, the God-consciousness, deep in their hearts. For those who have that, this is their book. And this book is so beautiful for you because it's clean, it's pure, it has no corruption in it. So you can open your heart up and receive it and live by it. You can recite it. You can share it with others. You can be an example of it, and that's what we're all encouraged to do. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, one of the things that was said about him or is said about him is that when you see him, you're looking at the Quran in the human flesh. You're looking at the Holy Quran, Allah's revelation, being lived out right in front of you, being lived right in front of you. So our duty as followers of Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is to live the Holy Quran, live the revelation, live his example to the best of our ability so that we can be counted among the Muslims and among those who bring the best of life to the whole wide world. Allah says in the Holy Quran, you are the best of people evolved for the benefit of mankind. You, believers, you with the Holy Quran, you, followers of Muhammad, the messenger, the final messenger of Allah, the seal of the prophets, you are the best of people evolved for the benefit of mankind. So that's why we have to respect the Muslim community. That's why we have to respect other Muslims. That's why we have to give the Muslim the benefit of the doubt. That's why we have to give the Muslim high regard and respect, because this is a person, even though they have all kinds of human frailties and problems and sins, these are the people who are striving to obey Allah, and these are the people who have made a bargain with Allah that they would give their lives to Allah for him to use as he pleases. Yes, Allah said in the Quran, you are ranged in ranks for service to Allah. You are ranged in ranks for service. So respect the believers. Allah says, don't backbite and hurt each other. Don't backbite and injure each other. Allah tells us to respect each other, to work with each other, to honor each other, to regard each other properly, and regard each other highly. If you are on the line, call the other number, the 562 number, and because we can't get you in on this line, it's call the overflow number, 562-607-0270. So Allah is telling us to respect each other. Allah is telling us do not backbite each other. Allah is telling us to show that we have the highest regard for the believer. I'm asking one of the sisters, Sister Issan, hang up your phone, and I'll let the other person come in and call back on the other line, please. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. We're trying to make sure that everybody can get in. We have an overflow line now. I guess I have to start reminding people. Sister Issan, if you're listening, please call back on the other line. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. So, brothers and sisters, let us be those who value the Muslim community and value the Muslim people as they should be valued. When you're watching television and they're saying bad things about Muslims, you should stay right on the line, brothers and sisters. Stay on the line. Do not hang up. We got to, okay. And what we're going to do is see if we can right quick get everybody on this line, and we'll continue. We'll have all this together in just a little while. We're working on it. Alhamdulillah. Stay on the line. Don't hang up, please. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we're trying to see if we can get in one more party. Stay on the line, please. Don't hang up. Alhamdulillah. Okay, I think we've got it now, inshallah. So we thank Allah over and over again for blessing us with the kind of knowledge, the quality of knowledge that we have. And we're asking Allah to strengthen us always. And we were saying that the Muslim community, we have to give the Muslim community its respect. Give the people in the Muslim community the respect, and respect them as followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and peace be upon them. And the respect that what we want to do is respect their work. And we expect the Muslim believers, the Muslim people, we expect them to work hard in the cause of Allah. Don't just take on the Muslim name and say, you know, the Muslims are the people of peace, and so now I can just kick back and relax, and I don't have to put forth any effort. Allah says in the Holy Quran, the hardest striving is needed to combat hypocrisy. And that's exactly what's going on if we're not striving as we ought to strive, doing everything we can to live the life that Allah wants us to live. So Allah says the hardest striving is needed to combat hypocrisy. So brothers and sisters, be a good example to other Muslims. Be a good example to other Muslims. Let us strive hard to establish this community, establish ourselves, establish our families, and establish the importance of this community within our families. Let us be those who read the Holy Quran, who study it as it should be studied, and who understand that reading the Holy Quran is a duty on Muslims. Living the Holy Quran is a duty on Muslims. Reciting the Holy Quran is a duty on Muslims. Being a defender of the Holy Quran, of what it says, of saying it properly is a duty on Muslims, of reciting it properly, and of making sure that someone around us knows about the importance of the Holy Quran and what it says. The Holy Quran says that Allah is the creator. We live in a society that says other things. So we have to, as Muslims, we have to make sure that we understand the value of telling people, of informing them, that Allah is the creator, that he has no partners, that he is unseen, that he made everything, that he made all the things that people love, that he made the messengers, that he made Jesus and Moses, and starting with Adam, that he made the human being. And that Allah is the one who feeds the human being. That Allah is the one who informs or educates or gives the human being knowledge. He gives the human being the ability to communicate with his mind, with his voice, with the pen. Allah is the one who gives us all these gifts. And Allah says he is the one. It's right in the Holy Quran. Allah says that he is the one who gives of his gifts all the time. He's giving of his gifts all the time. All praise to Allah, brothers and sisters. Allah says his signs are everywhere, everywhere, seen and unseen. And as I was saying earlier, the unseen things run the seen things. The unseen runs the seen, even in the material world. Even in the material world, when you're talking about the atoms, atoms are material things, but you can't see them. You can't identify any particular atom. Gases are unseen things for the most part, but you can't identify any particular molecule of gas. A gas can come in that you can't see, taste, or smell, and it can kill you. That's not funny. So I'm just trying to impress on you. Stop letting your eyes fool you. Allah said in the Quran, he knows the things that deceive the eyes. Stop letting your eyes fool you. Stop letting your eyes trick you. Stop letting material things trick you. You know, the human being is a product of what his eyes and his ears tell him, and that was his first experience, his eyes and his ears. And then his other experiences are the touch, the taste, the smell after he comes out of the womb of his mother. But we, even though we're created on that level, we have to understand that so are the animals. So are millions and millions and millions of other species.
But Allah wants us to be higher than them, so much higher than them, that the unseen in us is able to communicate, arrange, and handle, control all the other things, all the other species.
Brothers and sisters, let us bow to Allah and let us surrender our will to Allah so that our will do the best things towards other species. Allah says in the Holy Quran that the Muslim is one from whose hands others are safe. The Muslim is one from whose influence others are safe. So let us surrender to Allah so that our minds will get the knowledge. Let us read the Holy Quran and follow the path of Muhammad, the prayers, the peace be upon him, to whom the Quran was revealed. Let us follow what Allah wants us to do and surrender to Allah so that we will be a help and a guidance and a mercy to the other creatures, the other species. Let us be those who the whole world could say, you know, we benefit from him or her being alive. And it should be number one, our own selves, our own life should benefit. We should be cleaner, better, more educated. We should be a people who follow the Quran as perfectly as we can. The Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said, if you hold on to the revelation of Allah and my way of living the revelation of Allah, you will never go astray. He said it in the words of, if you hold on to the book of Allah and my sunnah, his way of living the book of Allah, you will never, ever go astray. That's what we need to do, brothers and sisters. Follow the revelation revealed to Allah, and then follow the man who lived the revelation as an example of how it should be lived, and we will not have problems, all these problems that we can't solve or we can't work through. We will never go astray. And that's a big problem. To be astray or turned away from the light of Allah, that's destruction. That's hell. We want to live in the light of Allah. We want to live in the guidance of Allah. Guidance is light for us. Doing what Allah wants us to do is guidance. That's help. That's comfort. That's peace. That's order. That's truth. Prophet Esau, one we call, the world calls Jesus, he said, know ye the truth. And know just doesn't mean for your thinking. Know it in the sense that you can live it. Know it in the sense that it's real for you. It's a reality. Your reality is the truth. Know ye the truth. If reality is your truth, he said, you will be free. He said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. It has the power to give you more and more good life. That's what we mean when we say free. You know, if you say free in this society, that this person might be some kind of a weirdo, a stranger, strange, crazy, pervert, whatever, murderer. I'm free. And as soon as they kill somebody, they want to run, right? Because they know they value freedom. But we're not talking about animal freedom. We're not talking about perversion and violence and committing terrible acts on people. We're talking about get the freedom that lets you be seen as the best and the most honorable creature or person walking the earth. Yeah, Allah says he's made your shape. He's given you a shape, and that shape is beautiful. That's what Allah says. We have made your shape. We've given you your shape, and we have made your shape beautiful. And another verse says, verily Allah has made man in the best of molds. The best shape, the best of order, the best of appearance, the best of behavior, the best able to have the best behavior, able to have the best order, the best ability, great word, able, great word, the best ability, the ability to do right, the ability to be seen as right, the ability to show others what's right, all because you follow that which is perfect. And that's Allah's divine knowledge in the Holy Quran. We said a moment ago, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, that this is the book in which there is no doubt, no flaws. Yes, no flaws.
It's from the Lord of the world. It's from Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of all things, the one that causes our existence, our very existence. If you're on the phone right now, you're listening to me as a mind. You exist as a mind. You exist as a form that can take on sound, and the sound, Allah has made us in such a way, Allah has made you in such a way that through education and training from someone, the sounds that you're listening to make sense. The sounds that you hear feed your mind a certain vision or a sight or information, knowledge. It feeds you the ability to see what someone is communicating to you, and you're able to follow it. Allah says of the Holy Quran, follow it and be righteous. Follow it and be guided rightly. That's what we're here for right here at this Jummah. You're listening through this phone. You can't see me, but you're listening through this phone, and my mind is telling you something that I learned, and I'm prompting you. I'm trying to motivate you or encourage you to follow that which has made me be so excited about it and be so comfortable in the life of this world. And Allah says that comfort is just a portion. It's a small amount of what you're going to get in the hereafter. Allah says the hereafter, after you leave this level or plane of existence, it'll be even better for you, greater for you, more than you can even what? Imagine. I want that. I want that. Brothers and sisters, don't become enchanted with the life of this world and all of what they tell you and they keep. And, you know, through our friends or our relatives or through the TV or through the movies or just out in the public, and you see all these dazzling and spectacular things and these interesting things and these exciting things. Well, that's what, you know, the life of this world is full of excitement and dazzle. And the shaitan wants to excite you with all kinds of stuff. But the stuff that he invites you to, those are the things that will destroy you. Because one of the things he invites you to is enmity, which is a hatred and constantly bickering and entanglement and being averse to each other, fighting each other and all that. And one of the names of Shaitan to prove that he's like that, besides being Rajim, the rejected one, the cursed one, is he says, Yanzagannaka Nazgun, wa imma yanzagannaka mina shaitani nazgun, fasta'id billah. Whenever you get an incitement to discord or hatred or fighting among each other, whenever you get a discord to all that corruption and fitna, seek refuge with Allah. Seek refuge with Allah against shaitan. Wa imma yanzagannaka mina shaitani nazgun, fasta'id billah. Innahu huwa sami'ul alim. Because Allah is looking at you. Says, verily he hears and he knows everything. So seek refuge with Allah so that you will be moving away from shaitan. And Allah is watching you. He's hearing, he's listening to what shaitan said to you. Because, you know, shaitan doesn't have a physical form. He whispers, though. He suggests to you. He puts ideas in your head that just come out of his evil somewhere. His evil somewhere sends ideas to your that your mind can hear or capture, in the sense that, and in a very sneaky way, suggestion. It's called yuaswisu. Suggested in such a way that you don't hear it as sound, you hear it as something you think that you thought of yourself, something you think you want to do or that you can do or that you should do, and you think it's your own idea when actually it's not. It's not. It's a suggestion from the evil one. How do I know that? Because when you do something wrong, that's when you wake up. Say, oh, man, why I do this? And then shaitan flees from you and says, I'm getting out of here. I fear Allah. I'm getting out of here. I don't want to be around when you get punished. I don't want to suffer. I'm not going to sit here and suffer this misery with you. Person might be in jail the rest of their life behind one evil suggestion from shaitan. Jail's full, the graveyard's full, the hospital's full, the streets and the places to hide are full, because people listen to shaitan in the form of thinking that something they wanted to do was their own idea when it's not their own idea. But Allah has this light called the Holy Quran. He has this light called the truth. He has this light called the Al-Haq, which means the truth. He has a reality called Haqqa, Al-Haqqa, which means the reality, the real, real, really real, real, real reality. If you live in that, you see shaitan stuff and you say, uh-oh, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I'm not going to do that. I seek refuge of Allah against Satan, the rejected enemy. I'm not going to do that bad thing. I'm not going to follow this bad urge that I have. isn't that beautiful? You can see your own urges. You can look at your own urges and say, this doesn't belong here with me. I'm not going to do this because that's not from really me. It's not from me because you're living in the real reality, and the real reality is so bright. The real reality is so educated. It's so smart from you studying what Allah has told you in the Holy Quran that when Shaitan does some things, you be seeing it. You say, I'm not going to disobey. I'm not going to do that. Oh, I really want this, but I'm not going to do that. Look how the thief will steal something, and he's not even aware. He knows it's wrong, but he is not able to operate on himself or to manage that urge just takes him over. He's not able to intercept that urge or to tackle that urge. You know, he's not able to intercept it. You know, when the enemy is flying over and they come in to drop all kinds of ordnance or bombs or evil on us in the war, then we have people who are so well trained that they can fly out there to meet the enemy and stop him before he can do that, you know, that horrible thing to us, you know. So we, in our own selves, brothers and sisters, we have to have our own air force. Spiritual powers is what I'm saying. We have to have our own spiritual powers that is lit up enough, that is able enough, that is, what would you call, that is just so skilled that they can fly and see Shaitan stuff and nip it in the bud. They can attack it by saying no. They can attack it by saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We've got to be skilled. We've got to be alert. We've got to be willing to protect ourselves against the evil one. And we can't protect ourselves all the time very well, so we seek Allah's help in protecting us. Allah says he lets you fight, but he says he can fight too. Allah says he can fight, but he also lets you fight. So you have an obligation. You have an obligation to be on the lookout for corruption and wrongdoing and stop it. Stop it and don't let it interfere with your life or destroy your life. And Allah says he wants us to get so strong, he's raising us up to the degree that we can stop corruption even in others by warning them. Allah says warn them. He said let the warning reach them. Balagun, wama ilayna illa balagun mubin. What is our duty? This is what the prophets say. These are verses in the Quran. It's in more than one place. And the messengers say, what is our duty except to make the message reach them? What is our duty except to send them warning? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is called, one of his names is Nadirun, which means a warner against evil. Nadirun, a warner. And Bashirun, a bringer of good news. A bringer of good news. What is the good news? The good news, brothers and sisters, is that we're safe from evil and that the world of good is wide open to us. No matter where we go, the world of good is wide open to us. And we can get so strong against corruption that it hardly, hardly ever bothers us. Allah calls it a trifling annoyance. When I was a little kid, you know, growing up, maybe a young teenager or something, man, somebody called you trifler, that was terrible. So Allah says about Shaitan, he can create a trifling annoyance, but that's for the strong believer. If you get strong, Shaitan is trifling. He's little, small, and there's another verse in the Quran that says his strategies are weak. His strategies are weak. Brothers and sisters, why would we even be talking if Shaitan had all power to take us over all the time, against all odds, and we just a goner? No, Allah says he's got something that's going to prove to you, prove to the world, prove to Shaitan that he got people who are sincere, who will purify themselves to the point that they will stand up against Shaitan, and Shaitan cannot get them. Says Ilabalaka minhumu muklasin, that he will have power except over those who are sincere in this religion, sincerely obedient to Allah and willing to follow Allah, and sincerely hoping that Allah will help them and save them, and who will sincerely surrender and submit to Allah. He will get everybody except those who are sincere and purified. I guarantee you, and Allah guarantees you, Allah guarantees you, if you will strive to obey him, if you will strive to be sincere, he will purify you. Allah tells us in the Quran, don't be declaring sanctity for yourselves. That's what he told the Jews. Allah says he's the one who sanctifies or purifies or grants goodness and life. And he actually grants you acceptance of this religion. Yes, Allah said no one can believe except by his will, except by his permission. Bi-ithnillah. No one can even believe except by Allah's permission. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. That means all praise is due to Allah. Subhanallah. Highly glorified is Allah. He has no flaws. He is perfect. La ilaha illallah. There's nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah. Nothing worthy to be bowed down to. Don't be afraid of your boss or afraid of the racist or afraid of the politician or afraid of the dope dealers and the criminals, the gangs and the mafias and all. Don't be afraid of that foolishness. You know you're going to die, right? Yeah, you're going to die. You're going to die one time. But you can live every day as a believer, and that's better. That feels way good. That's worth dying for. If you can live every day as a good, clean, honest, strong, happy, obedient servant of Allah, if you can live like that every day, your heart open to what Allah has said, that's worth dying for. And when you die, you're going to die as a martyr. You're going to be even richer. You're going to have a life in the hereafter that's better than anything you ever experienced in the life of this world. Allah got us. We ain't got to worry about this society. This society is like a little crippled thing. Yes, this society is like a little crippled thing, and every society on the earth is nothing but a little crippled thing. No one can walk straight in their path except the believers. Allah said the believers will walk straight in their path. We won't be little crippled things. You going to let the little crippled things tell you how to live your life? You say that you want to be saved. You say you're a believer in Allah, and you're going to let the little crippled things dictate culture to you and mix in all kinds of insanity and let you live it? Drugs, alcohol, crazy style, nasty food, poison foods, foods that take your health straight down. Garbage. You gonna let the society dictate to you what is life? Horrible life, crime, prostitution, insanity, suicide, eating of all kinds of things forbidden. Allah said in the Quran, why don't the wise Jews and the big scholarly priests, why don't the wise Jews and the big scholarly priests, and you know the Pope is the biggest priest, and the top Jews, the chief Jews, those are the biggest Jews. Allah says in the Holy Quran, why don't they stop the people from uttering sinful words and eating forbidden things? Why won't they say anything to forbid the people from uttering sinful words and eating of things forbidden? When you look around, the people that you, the big politicians, that's included, the judges, the politicians, the doctors, the PhDs, the scientists, why don't they forbid the people to use drugs when they know that the physical body cannot handle the impact of chemicals other than the natural chemicals you were born with and the chemicals that call nutrients that are made to keep you healthy. Vitamins, minerals, you know, foods, things off the tree, off the vine, the fish, whatever, anything that is halal and permissible, Why aren't they encouraging you to exclude all the stuff that science comes up with, or that the industrialists come up with, that the growers are growing, all the poisons and the foolishness, the styles that make people look ridiculous and make them look lustful and make them look like bait for lustful people. The woman walks down the street and she can't go one block. If there's 10 men on the block, 9, probably 10, going to say something to her because of the styles that the doctors of law and the big head scientists, the wise ones, so-called wise ones, the big politicians who pass the laws, why aren't the judges and the politicians forbidding these things for the people? Because they're criminals. So you're going to let the criminals, tell you what is culture, what is good life, what is allowable for your family? No. Allah has in the Holy Quran how we dress, what we eat, what is forbidden. Allah has in the Holy Quran and in the life of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, how we should behave and interact as Muslims. Look at the corrupt language of society. Allah says, if you were to follow the common behavior of the people in your society or in the land, you would be led away from the way of Allah. And listen to how the people in this society talk to each other. Listen to how they talk to each other. Cursing, calling each other bad names. Their nicknames are horrible. Their nicknames mean something foul. Look at how they'll blame you and follow you and attack you because of what your skin color looks like when your skin color is completely innocent. Your skin color is completely innocent and natural. Unless you've been rubbing some skin cream on it because you've been following the lies of the society, which says you shouldn't want to have a certain color because we're going to attack a certain color. Your skin, your physical flesh body is completely innocent, and it's completely natural. It's so innocent and so natural that Allah says any who misuse his skin or his body or any of his natural members, his innocent members, Allah says he's going to give them a speech. He's going to give them the ability to speak, and they're going to bear witness against you. They're going to speak against you as to how you misuse them. Allah has everything we need to be thinking about in the Holy Quran. There's more things to think about in the Holy Quran that will keep you out of trouble than everything that the shaitan and his followers can come up with in every society. If you put them all together on earth, they couldn't come up with the answers that would cause you, or with their suggestions that will cause you to disobey Allah if you didn't want to disobey Allah. If you're willing to obey Allah, if you're willing to do what Allah wants you to do, you will be strong against all opposition, all corruption, all foulness, and you will be successful in the life of this world. Guaranteed from Allah. Allah says in the Quran, "Ulaika al-mukrabun, ulaika al-muflihun," that you will be the ones nearest to him, and you will be the ones who will be the successful, the prosperous ones. That's who you'll be. So, brothers and sisters, let us always thank Allah for what he's doing for us. Let us be of those who want the success and who receive what Allah naturally has made for you. Allah has made his guidance for you. It says it right in the Quran. This is what he's made for you. His guidance, this is what he has made for you. It says it right in the Holy Quran. He has made for you all things good and pure. It says it right in the Holy Quran. Let us receive that, and let us stop looking to see if this world's got something that we can use that's going to put what Allah has given us on hold. I'll get back to my religion another time. You may never come back to your right mind, because that's what's happening. The whole lie is starting to take place in your mind. Shaitan is suggesting stuff to your mind, and you say, let me go look at this, and I'll get back to my religion some other time. That's a terrible thing to let happen to us, brothers and sisters.
But if you have made that mistake, Allah says, seek his forgiveness. Ask his forgiveness. Because he said that he has forgiveness greater than any sin you've done. If you had sins as big as the earth, he says he's got forgiveness bigger than that. So let us seek forgiveness, the forgiveness of Allah. Let us ask Allah, beg Allah for forgiveness. The Holy Quran says, if you're going to beg, beg of Allah. Beg Allah. Isn't it, like Allah said in the Quran, isn't it to Allah that all duty is due? Isn't it to Allah that all praise is due? Isn't it to Allah that all your service is due? Isn't it to Allah that your worship, all your worship is due? We're going to go into the second part of the talk. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala khair mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And what we said was, praise be to Allah and prayers to Allah be upon Muhammad and the peace be upon his family and his companions, and that Muhammad is the son of Abdullah. His father was named Abdullah. And peace be upon all of the believers. Welcome again to our Jumu'ah, brothers and sisters. We're here in Los Angeles, California. Allah has blessed us to be really doing what we believe is a really good work. We're working really hard to familiarize people with the name, Holy Quran, the word of Allah, with Allah's word, the Holy Quran. And we want to put those Holy Qurans in the hands of as many people as possible. The Holy Quran, the translations of the Quran, we want to put those Qurans in as many hands as possible. Allah bless us to design a flyer. We feel led and that we were used in making this flyer, because it doesn't even seem like it's something that we have the capability to do. But Allah made a miracle happen, and he blessed us to produce a flyer that we distribute, letting the people know that we have leadership in Los Angeles. We have leadership in the United States. Every single one of you is leadership. You have to declare yourself, brothers and sisters. You should make yourself a business card and let people know you are a Muslim. Let people know that you do believe in Allah. Let people know that you do have a follower, a leader in following Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. Let people know that you do have a book called the Quran. Let people know that you do have a religion called Al-Islam. Let people know on your little business card that you do have Holy Qurans that you'll give out for free, or translations. It's nothing to put $50 or $100 into some Holy Qurans and give them out to the people. You could do that once every month, or once every 2 months or 3 months. Look at the people. Go to the little burger stand or something and order a fish sandwich or something, and order 3 or 4 fish sandwiches and a couple of the sodas or something, and we go out of there and spend $25, $30. So it's all in where we want to place our priorities. If you will place your priorities in the right way, in other words, if you'll put Allah first in your life, Allah will reward you immensely, and you'll have more and more and more and more of the things that you say you want. You try to go directly at something, it don't happen. But if you go directly to Allah and ask him to help you and aid you and show him that you're sincere in his service, he's gonna give you so much charity, you're going to say, where is this coming from? Remember the example of the family of Imran, the Prophet Esau's family, his mother Mary's family, Zechariah. And Zechariah asked his family member, where do you get all these provisions? And the lady said, these things come from Allah. Allah is the best of providers. So, brothers and sisters, we put in this flyer that Allah blessed us with this information about leadership and this information about the Holy Quran that we want to give out. We wanted to give out 1,000 Quran. And since that time, I've talked to a lot of people. And so someone came up with the bright idea and said, you know what, we need to get more Qurans than that. And they said, well, why not 5,000? Why not 10,000? And so I said, all praises to Allah. I said, well, you know what? Why not 100,000? Why not put 100,000 in Los Angeles? Do you know that if you could put 100,000, and I'm sure fewer than that, but if you could get 100,000 Holy Qurans in Los Angeles, there would be probably not a day that someone, you wouldn't hear somebody talk about the Quran or see somebody who's benefiting from the Quran or hear it in somebody's language or visit somebody's home or go in somebody's business and you see a Quran sitting up there, or you walk down the street and somebody's reading the Quran and somebody's at the bus stop, or somebody's, and next thing you know, they're in the schools. Because, you know, Allah's got this mission. It's being propagated by angels. Excuse me. This mission is being propagated or spread by angels. Allah says he can send down thousands and thousands of angels for a special job or duty. Yes. But Allah says he wants to see us perform. He wants to see us produce. So we have to initiate things. And Allah says he does that. He does that to show you what you're made of. Said, we'll test your reported metal. Oh, I can do this, Allah. I can do this. Allah wants to show you that he knows you can do it by helping you, but he wants you to initiate it so he can give you the help, add it to it, so you can see really what you made of. You say, yeah, I didn't know I was all that. Well, Allah makes you all that, and you become effective, and Shaitan runs, and the people around you say, you know, I like what you just said. How did you think of that? Where did you get that from? And you can point them to Allah. You can point them to the messenger of Allah. And so we not only gave the information about the Qurans that we want out here, we're spreading it all across the country. We talk to other believers, and we're sending this flyer. If I sent you a flyer, or if you want me to send you a flyer, put your phone number out there, and I'll email you a flyer or link the flyer to you, and then you can spread it to all your friends. Some of you got 100 friends. 100 friends. And then sometimes we might not mention the Quran one time among our 100 friends, even though we got the ability to reach 100 people instantaneously through these phones and computers and stuff. Brothers and sisters, Allah wants us, and he expects us to do much more work than we're doing. Some of us just got the name Muslim, we got the nice holy vibe, or the nice kickback peace of mind, and we just at rest. We're not supposed to be just arresting people, even though we're called the people of peace. We're supposed to be an active. Allah says, go forward as in a race towards all that is good. There's nothing better than your Quran. Let the people know about the Holy Quran. So we talk about on this flyer also about how Jesus, peace be upon him, he's a Muslim. Jesus is a leader. Jesus is a messenger. Jesus is a teacher. Jesus is a Muslim. You know how shocking that is to some people? But it also happens to be real. Allah says, don't follow them. They should follow you. If you follow them, they'll lead you away from the way of Allah. If they follow you, they'll be leading to the way of Allah. You'll be leading them to Allah. You'll be leading them to what's right. You'll be leading them to what's truthful. So Jesus is on a lot of their minds, and we're letting them know that Jesus is a Muslim. And the next dot says, the next point of interest says, Allah the Creator is the real Lord and Savior. Allah the Creator is the real Lord and Savior. Do you know what it means to change the dynamics of a whole society, or even to change or interfere with the dynamics of some one other person's mind, one other person's thoughts? You know how many people think that Jesus is the Lord and Savior, and how many people would be shocked and amazed to learn that Jesus is really a Muslim? Some of them go argue with you. Don't worry about that, because the reality is that Jesus is a Muslim. Another point of interest is drugs are chemical weapons. How many people think of drugs as being chemical weapons, that they're poisons against the strength and security of society, that the cartels, smugglers, dealers,
and gangs are destroying the society we live in.
Oh, I don't care if they destroy America.
Well, where the heck are you going to live then? Where are you going to live? Some of us just lied so fast, we thought we think we're telling the truth. Where are you going to live if this society collapses? Oh, I'll go so-and-so. How are you going to get there? Because the society is set up to transport you to other parts of the world so fast, make your head spin. Get on a plane with your little passport and a little piece of money. Don't even have to have a lot for some of the places you can visit that the planes land in. But the coordination of even getting you out of here, whether it's a plane or a boat, you're not going to paddle your way out of here on a log, are you? No. You say, I want to travel with modern convenience. Well, that's part of America, brothers and sisters. Don't tear down the house that you lived in. You know, when they had the riots, people were burning up their own neighborhood. And then they get mad now because immigrants are coming in and building and rebuilding and value those very areas that we still haven't awakened to. I'm talking about, when I say we, I'm talking about as many African Americans. Many of us are still sleeping to our own opportunities, our own need for knowledge and education, our own the value of our own members of our family and members of the community. 1,000 people who do nothing all day long. Just ride through the neighborhood. 1,000 people who do nothing all day long, and you see 5 or 10 other people from another ethnic group, and they're building a house, building an apartment building, going to work all day long, thinking rightly at least, loving their little children and caring about them. Another point of interest is that the politicians vote on drug use laws and promote disorder and mental disaster on their own populations of people. Have you thought about that? When the governor says, I'm going to sign into law marijuana, you should at least alert your family that the governor has lost his mind. And as Muslims, we are not allowed to go into that haram or that forbidden direction that the governor of 20,000 or 50,000, the population of California, can go into by listening to the governor who's misleading them. He's another example of the doctors of law. He's another example of the priests. Says, why don't the rabbis and the doctors of law, the priests, why don't they forbid the people of eating things forbidden, of uttering sinful words? The airways are full of all kind of corrupt news, fake news, all kind of cursing, homosexual innuendos and suggestions to be fed into the society. They advertise right on the television and on the radio and on the internet when they're having these homosexual parades and stuff, parading themselves around male-looking figures, males who are bragging about they don't want a female. Look at how they undermine the strength of the family, undermine the strength and the attraction of a male-female relationship. That is the way that Allah multiplies the creation. Male and female multiply the creation through their union, and they have offspring or children. So we're not going to be following these so-called doctors of law, so-called leaders, rabbis, who won't tell the people the truth or forbid the people from following or going the wrong way. Another point of interest we have here is we expose how the corrupt media damages and retards the deep inner mind, the deep inner thinking power of people. You want to know why the people are so silly-minded and act so immature? It's because the media and the educational institutions, I'm talking about schools, feed them things that is against the proper order or the real order, the true order of nature, against the order of creation, against the commands of the Creator. That's why we have to put these Qurans in the people's hands and speak Quranically and fill our own selves up with so much Quran, that every concern they have, every question they have, we know something about it, how to clean it up and straighten it up for them so that they can begin to have real food or substance, mental and psychological food or substance whereby they can live or that they can live by. I think the last little thing I had on here on the flyer, that we had on the flyer, is we want to leave, we want to encourage the people to leave the oppressive statue-worshipping religion. Encourage the people to get out of it. I know they call it Christianity, but it is not Jesus' teachings. Jesus would never tell you to bow down to a statue representing him. He would never tell you to pretend that you're drinking his blood, pretend that you're eating his flesh so that you look like or that you're mimicking or that you're pretending to be a cannibal. Jesus would never tell you to do that. I know they don't use that language, but that's exactly what they're doing. And their behavior is like that. Don't you see one big cannibal when you look at the behavior of how people treat each other in this society? They call it dog-eat-dog, but it's really human-eat-human, isn't it? They call it dog-eat-dog, but it's really human-eating-human, isn't it? Like animals. I can understand a lion jumping on, a zebra or something. He's got to eat. But the human being shouldn't be eating another human being. The human being is to be eating knowledge in his mind, to consume knowledge, to eat truth, so his mind will be healthy and intelligent. Then when he wants to eat physical food, that's a whole other thing. You go to the grocery store and get you something, or you grow on your own in the yard, or in the garden, or in the farm. Brothers and sisters, we are so important to the life of this world. All of what is really, really real centers around you and I. I hope you heard what I said. So the people who love to be I, me, make yourself the best Muslim you can, and then just go at it. Just go ahead and tell them, yeah, I'm all that. I'm all that, baby. Tell them. Because you will be all that if you represent this Quran the way you're supposed to. If you consume, if you eat into your mind the words and the truth of this Quran, Allah's own language, Allah's own words into this Quran, you will be all that. And Allah has said in the Holy Quran, he made you all that. Yes, that he has made you his inheriting, you're going to inherit, brothers and sisters, his inheriting caretakers. You can only do it efficiently with this knowledge of the Holy Quran. You can only do it efficiently if you have the knowledge of the Holy Quran. We don't want a speckled or hit and miss type of life that we're representing to the people as being Muslim life. We want it all inside of us. We want all the answers inside of us so that when we're questioned about something, we can give them the right answer. We want all the answers. If you got all the answers, then there's no questions. If you got all the answers, brothers and sisters, the right answers, if you got the truth, there's no problem. There's no answers that you can't answer. There's no questions that you can't answer because Allah says of the Holy Quran, he has answered everything of importance in it. Every concern of importance, Allah says it is in the Quran, big or small. It's in the Quran. And in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who proved that the Quran could be lived. He proved in his person and in his mission, in his life, he proved that the Quran can be lived. And he also proved, and he is an example of, that if you live the Quran, your yield will be awesome. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's yield is over 1,400 years old. Billions and billions and billions, another couple hundred years. Billions, another couple hundred. Billions and billions and billions of people have benefited from his life and how he lived the Holy Quran. Same kinds of things will be happening for you. Maybe millions. Maybe hundreds of thousands. Maybe a few thousand. Brothers and sisters, right now, most of us are not even leading a couple of dozen. So if we want to lead a couple of dozen people right, or if we want to lead a couple of hundred people right, or a couple of thousand people right, or a couple of hundred thousand, or a couple of million, all we got to do is keep studying this Quran as it should be studied, and Allah will bless us, as he has promised that he will bless us. I'm going to read the verse of the Quran, and we're going to close. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And this is,
منافقون الذين في قلوبهم مرض غرا هؤلاء دينهم وسيهدوا ومن يتوكل على الله فإن الله عزيز حكيم. This is something that the unbelievers are saying. They were saying, lo, this Quran says, lo, the hypocrites say, and those in whose hearts is the disease, that they say, these people, their religion has misled them. That's what they, isn't that what the society says about us? That we are astray because we're Muslims? They say, these people, their religion has misled them. But Allah says here in the next part of it, but if any trust in Allah, behold, Allah is exalted in might, and Allah is wise. And the next verse says that if you could see when the angels take the souls of the unbelievers at death, how they'll slap their faces, or smash their faces, the word is smite, means like to slap or to hit. If you could see how the angels will smite their faces and their backs, saying, taste the penalty of the blazing fire. Because of the deeds which your own hand sent forth. For Allah never is unjust to his servants. So Allah has made them act out. Allah gave them the hands, but he didn't give them the hands to do wrong with or to do bad with. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a Muslim is one from whose hands others are safe. So Allah is never unjust to anyone. But Allah says he's going to cause the unbelievers to be beat by the angels and thrown into the fire. And it's their own fault because Allah never does injustice to any of us. We're going to close, brothers and sisters. Oh, and the name of that chapter, or should I say the number of it, and it's Al-Anfal, the spoils of war. And the verse I read was verse 49, 50, and 51. That's what I read just now. So, inshallah, you will look it up later and just read it. And like Allah said in the Quran, think or reflect over the verses that he has revealed. And then remember those verses, learn them, and then put them to use in your life. And realize that Allah loves you and that Allah will not let any anything that you don't deserve happen to you. Allah wants you to be secure and safe, and Allah wants you to be victorious over falsehood. And if anything happens to you that you say, oh, it's a bad thing, you don't say that, because Allah says that if anything happens to you, he will replace any wrong or harm that comes to you with a reward bigger and greater than you can measure, and that he will admit you to gardens and opportunity. Garden means safe places. He will admit you to a safe place and a place that will feed you and help you and secure you and bring you the peace that you want. So let us work hard, brothers and sisters, and be the best that we can be. Let us follow the way of Prophet Muhammad, the prayer of the peace be upon him. We're going to close now. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. Oh, you who believe, do you likewise, and give him a salute, a great salute. And that salute, it should be always on our lips, that whenever we hear the Prophet's name mentioned, we say the prayers to Allah be upon him and peace. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad kama baraka ala Ibrahim ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. And that means, our Lord, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Ibrahim and his family. And our Lord, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, and that means his family and followers, the family of Muhammad as you did bless Abraham and his family and followers, for surely you are praised and magnified. And we're asking Allah, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata ayuna Well, Rabbana Hablana Minas Wajina with the Riyatina Kurata and Aljan and Mutakina Imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes and grant us the grace to lead them righteous. Rabbana Atina fi Dunya Hasnatan wa fil Akhirati Hasnatan wa Kina Rabbana. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter and save us from the penalty of the hellfire. SubhanAllah, Astaghfirullah, may Allah forgive me for my mistakes. We're going to call the Iqamah and make the salat.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayyal as-salah, hayyal as-salah, hayyal al-falah, hayyal al-falah. Qad kamal as-salah, qad kamal as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadar Rasulullah. Astaghfirullah, make your life straight. This is Salatul Juma, two rak'ah. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا صراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى المتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We want to just make a few quick announcements. We wanted to say that we want to express our appreciation to Blog Talk Radio and Brother Amin Muhammad. That's one of our imams, one of our leaders in this area out here in Los Angeles. And let him know that we really appreciate him for supporting us and continuing our broadcast over the internet radio, blogtalk.com. And so we really appreciate him and appreciate this service that he helps us with and provides for us that Allah blessed him with. And also, brothers and sisters, we want to let you know that we want to pray for those who are in the hospital or who are sick at home, and ask Allah to have mercy on them and forgive them and get them back on their feet and get them, give them strength and have them eat properly and get their appetites back and get some rest and all. And we also want to pray for those. Prophet, peace be upon him, said that Friday is the day to pray for the sick and visit the sick and visit the graves. I want to pray for those believers who have passed on and ask Allah's forgiveness for them and have mercy upon them and forgive them their sins and admit them into paradise. And we look forward to seeing them on the day of judgment. They worked really hard, and they did a good service for this Muslim community. And brothers and sisters, let our lives be worth something. Let our lives be valuable. Let us be seen as people who do a good service for the Muslim community. If we do a good service for others, Allah has promised that he would do a good service for us. He says that he has no mercy on those who have no mercy on others. The Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, was sent as a mercy to all the worlds. So let us follow that example and be a mercy to others, so that Allah will have so much mercy on us. Peace be unto you, brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah bless you for joining us today. And also, Sadaq Allahu Azeem, Allah speaks the truth when we read the Holy Quran. We always want to say that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.